AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A rally was held in Montgomery, Alabama today, featuring all women speakers in support of Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. He is facing sexual assault allegations. Moore's wife says he is not stepping down, and Eubank was among the speakers.
If these accusers are not telling the truth, and if Roy Moore is defeated, Alabama is the victim.
Meantime, the White House is drawing a distinction between the sexual harassment allegations against President Trump and Senator Al Franken. The AP Sagar Magani is at the White House.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says there's a very clear difference.
I think in one case specifically, Senator Franken has admitted wrongdoing and the president hasn't.
Trump faced more than a dozen sexual misconduct accusations during the campaign. Sanders says he continues denying them, and the results from last November justify his position.
The American people, I think, spoke very loud and clear when they elected this president.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The search continues for the suspect in the shooting death of a police officer in Baltimore. Commissioner Kevin Davis says the officer Sean Souter's weapon discharged, but there's no evidence to suggest the suspect was injured.
He's still probably in the community, and there's a very real possibility that he's being looked after and treated by people who are presently unknown to us.
Reverend Jesse Jackson has announced he has Parkinson's disease. Reaction from Reverend Al Sharpton.
Last couple of days, I spent time with in New York with him and others as we huddled around his announcement. And as I watched him, I thought about the greatness of this man.
Jesse Jackson says he has been seeking outpatient care for 2 years for Parkinson's and plans to dedicate himself to physical therapy to slow the progress of the disease. Wall Street at the close, the Dow lost 100 points. This is AP Radio News. They are New York's latest pinups. Cab drivers.
This is a good picture, right?
How would you even know if your taxi driver was hot? Most of the time, all you see is the back of a head. That's one reason for the New York Yellow Cab Drivers Calendar, which driver Louis Marta was in the debut last year, and he is back this year, posing in a potter's apron and no shirt.
We hope that people have a different perception of who we are and what we do.
Another reason for the calendar, which this year features one woman and 11 men, half sultry, half hammy, is to raise money. A portion of the proceeds goes to a charity that benefits low-income immigrants. The vast majority of cab drivers are immigrants. Warren Levinson, New York.
Danica Patrick says she will end her racing career next season at the Indianapolis 500. She will race only in the Daytona 500 and the Indy 500, and then she will walk away from the sport. Danica Patrick is the only woman to have led laps in both the Daytona 500 and Indianapolis 500. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.